From the InfoWars.com studios, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 2nd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at some amazing things that have come out in the last day. We have covered this Kavanaugh thing for now. We're almost 2 weeks into it. But every day, there's amazing stuff coming out about this. Not just the war between men and women, between the Republicans and Democrats. Of course, that's part of it. But some of the details coming out now about Christine Ford writing a paper on using hypnosis to reconstruct forgotten memories. And now we have it's about 4 days late, now we have the report from the prosecutor who looks at sexual crimes. It was brought in by the Republicans to question Christine Ford. What a failed agenda that was. I mean, when you look at that back and forth questioning, she's asking a lot of detail. She's never gets to a conclusion in any of that. She asks questions for about 5 minutes, and then a Democrat senator comes on and holds Christine Ford's hand and says, "Oh, we all believe you. You're such a victim, and we're so sorry for you." And then they come back with some arcane details and no conclusions. Well, finally, we have the conclusion, so we're going to take a look at that. That's one of the reasons why this thing played out the way that it did, was the mismanagement by Grassley and others who are running that circus. But we've now had Avenatti's client be questioned by NBC, and she's totally caved in this presentation. So we're going to give you some clips from that. It's absolutely amazing. As I pointed out, if you are a liar, you need a good memory. That's one thing that people have said a long time about telling the truth. You don't need such a great memory if you can tell the truth. But if you're going to lie, you got to have a really good memory, because that's what usually trips people up. That's why when they get you in for an investigation, they keep asking you the same questions over and over and over again. You'd be surprised what they didn't ask Christine Ford on the lie detector test. And it's kind of interesting, as many people are now pointing out, she wasn't even sure if the lie detector test that was administered not in an office but in a hotel room, that was done in the hotel room, she said, because of events surrounding her grandmother's death. But she can't remember if that was done on the day of her grandmother's death or 1 or 2 days, either way. As we saw that in the questioning, she was shaky on all that, and then her lawyers pulled her over, and she said, I don't have any recollection of that. So she can't remember those details, but she remembers very interesting things about the alleged attack, remembers a lot of details that had absolutely nothing to do with the attack, but then can't remember what year it was in, what house it was in, and so forth. So it's going to be kind of interesting to look at that. But when we look at Avenatti's client, you need to have a good memory if you're going to lie, but you need to have a good lawyer if you're going to lie under oath, and you're going to lie to Congress, and you're going to hold up a Supreme Court hearing. And you better get a good lawyer, not somebody like Michael Avenatti, because if he was a good lawyer, he wouldn't have been bragging about the fact that his client, who was an adult at the time, legally an adult, was going to parties where underage girls were reportedly being gang raped, and she knew about it, and she went to multiple parties like this. But now she has recanted pretty much everything. And so we're going to play the clips for you on that. And we have some interesting updates from Beto O'Rourke, as well as what is happening with United Surveillance of America. I say it's United because we do have the Five Eyes. We have not only the U.S., but we have the U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, all these English-speaking countries united to spy on all of us. And now in New Zealand, they're going to demand a digital strip search as you come into the country. You turn over your phone and all your passwords and your laptops and all the passwords, or you get a $5,000 fine. And folks, it's not just in New Zealand. They're doing it to our kids here in the U.S. at the schools as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 2nd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, I've covered several times what's going on in South Africa, the white genocide that is being ramped up there. And, of course, it's okay. It's okay to be racist. It's okay to be sexist, as we're going to see as we get into this later in the broadcast. It's actually applauded if you're racist and sexist, if you're racist against the right race and sexist against the right sex. In other words, you can hate white men. And that's okay. Actually, that's applauded by many people. And if you talk about the open calls to kill all whites and to take their lands in South Africa, you're accused of being a fear-mongering, white supremacist, racist, conspiracy theorist, and so forth. But let's look at what's happening in South Africa with the ANC, the African National Congress. I think it's actually the African National Communists is really a more truthful labeling of the ANC. That was Nelson Mandela's communists. And now this report from Zero Hedge says, as killings of South African politicians surge, the ANC ignores pleas for help. They're killing each other. This is what always happens with communists, with racists. They eventually turn on each other. And you don't think that they're going to turn on other groups because they want their land? White South African farmers aren't the only ones who are fearing for their lives. Increasingly, members of the African National Communist Party have been struggling to survive amid a surge in violent retribution. As the New York Times reports, South African politicians are being assassinated in alarming frequency as party members hire mercenary assassins to eliminate their rivals. This is what it has come to. This is full-on Stalinism, isn't it? It's what the communists always do. Doesn't matter if they're white or black. They always do this. Often eliminating anti-corruption whistleblowers as well. And they rarely have a prosecution of these crimes, just like they don't prosecute the murders of white farmers. Cyril Ramaphosa, the reform candidate, quote-unquote, let's put reform in quotes as they do in the article, who ousted Zuma, has ignored calls to try and stop them, fostering suspicion that these lethal intra-party feuds extend all the way to the party's leadership. With political will to stamp out the killings within the ANC virtually non-existent, they've become a potent reminder that the rule of law in Africa's largest economies is virtually non-existent. One politician who took a stand against corruption in rural South African province told the New York Times he felt like he was being hunted like an animal. They also talked about another story. A local politician, a man named Sindiso Magakwa, was ambushed in his red BMW by a hit squad. Riddled with bullets, he survived the attack but died a few weeks later from the wounds. His crime? He had tried to expose ANC politicians who were involved in the construction of a public project to build a new memorial hall after obtaining documents showing that the municipality had paid contractors more than $2 million with nothing to show for it. And one other ANC whistleblower who hasn't been shot yet because he's now hiding says, if you understand the Cosa Nostra, you don't only kill the person, but you also send a strong message. But of course, they're not sending a strong message about white genocide, are they? That's just a conspiracy theory when we talk about that. Say the same people, the New York Times and others. Absolutely amazing. Also, when we look at what's going on in the UK in terms of immigrants, remember how Donald Trump was racist? Because he had a ban against seven countries. Five of those were Muslim countries. And, of course, it is not a Muslim ban if you ban 10% of the Muslim countries. There are 50 predominantly Muslim countries. He banned people coming in from five of those. Those are countries, for the most part, that we've been at war with. Not a declared war, but a war nevertheless. And so when President Trump blocked migrants from those countries, and of course, you know, if you're going to say it's a Muslim ban, then you're ignoring the fact that he banned migrants coming in from North Korea, from Venezuela, and so forth. Those are not Muslim countries, by the way. You have to remind that federal judge. Then there's been multiple federal judges who have blocked President Trump for his so-called Muslim ban. We need to remind them that North Korea and Venezuela are not Muslim countries. And that they also don't have the authority to block the president for doing what he not only has the constitutional authority to do, but the obligation and duty to do. And that is to protect us from foreign invasion of these very countries that we've gone to war with. So we look at Syria and we look at the UK and we find that 900 Syrians in England and Wales have been arrested for crimes, including rape and child abuse. Among those arrested are four Syrian immigrants, charged after two 14-year-old girls were allegedly sexually assaulted just yards from Newcastle United Stadium. Officials say the migrants, these 900 migrants, accused of sickening crimes, including rape and child abuse. Now, critics say they're concerned that the thousands of Syrians entering Britain each year under resettlement schemes are being allowed to enter the country unchecked. Maybe they need to check those white helmets that they've been bringing in. Because I think it's 800 white helmets. I don't know if those are just the ones that are going to the UK or if those are the ones that were taken out after ISIS and Al-Qaeda or the Mujahideen, whatever you want to call them, our Syrian allies. Ground troops of John McCain, after they were taken out of this last area, they were brought, many of them, into the UK. The UK government under Theresa May is working to resettle up to 20,000 Syrian refugees in the UK by the end of 2020. And of course, it's Theresa May who has been so active in trying to escalate the war in Syria to create more of these refugees to bring into her country. We've seen this pattern over and over again, and we've talked about it over and over again. Create chaos, create wars throughout the Middle East. Overthrow the government of Libya so you can turn it into an arms bazaar and a terrorist camp. And now they are auctioning off black slaves. They have started that back up in Libya. Thanks to our globalist foreign policy of the U.S. State Department and our NATO allies, once they create these refugees, then they bring them into our country so that they can rape and murder and engage in child abuse because that's what they want. This is not incompetence. It is a plan. You need to understand that this is a plan. When you see Theresa May and Nikki Haley pushing for more war in Syria just as the ISIS troops are about to be killed, you need to understand what's behind this and false flag after false flag. And we look at Aleppo and the horrors of Aleppo. Understand, as Ron Paul pointed out, understand that for the first time in the 7 years since we started that war, Easter was celebrated by Christians in Aleppo. We were told that after the Syrian government under Assad went in there, that was going to be the end of everything. No, the end of the war ends when you defeat ISIS. And although that is the stated purpose of our engagement there, our invasion of that country, to overthrow Assad, that is not what is happening. We have made that situation worse. Syrian nationals were the sixth largest group of asylum applicants to the UK in the year ending March 2016, with 2,500 main applicants. 87% of the initial decisions for asylum in Syrian cases were given permission to remain in the UK. And the UK has committed over £2.3 billion to helping refugees in Syria and the region, making it the second largest bilateral donor to the Syrian refugee crisis. Let me tell you how Theresa May and Nikki Haley are donating to the Syrian crisis, the Syrian refugee crisis. They're donating to it by demanding that we fire missiles into that country after their clumsily staged false flag attacks, both in Syria and in Salisbury in the UK. This is the policy that they are engaged in. And it's the American government as well as the British government. It is a policy of destruction and chaos, not only in these foreign countries, but in our countries as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about what's going on in South Africa. The ANC, as I like to call them, the African National Communists. And they are cannibalizing each other, quite frankly, murdering their rivals, taking out hitmen, assassins, as well as anybody who would blow the whistle on their corruption. But, of course, we're not supposed to say that they want to kill the white farmers, even though they sing about it, they chant about it, and their rallies and so forth, and even though it is happening. We're not supposed to notice. Because, you know, it's okay to kill white people. And that's the problem. It's okay to be racist and sexist if you hate the right people and if you hate the correct sex. And I want to give you an example of this. This is coming out of House of Cards final season trailer. The reign of middle-aged white men is over. That's right. It's not okay to be white. It's not okay to be male. It's not okay to be even middle-aged. And this is House of Cards channeling Hillary Clinton, really, this monster that they have created in this show. See if this doesn't sound like Hillary Clinton.
Here's the thing. Whatever Francis told you the last 5 years, don't believe a word of it.
The reign of the middle-aged white man is over.
You thought you got away with it all, Claire. But that remains to be seen.
The body's rotting up.
This is my house, and I want you out.
All I want you to do is behave as promised.
Did you think you'd seen the last of me?
I'm not going to be told what to do anymore.
You sound like a gangster, Madam President.
The world is either with us or against us.
The president scares me.
We've got to get this woman out of there.
It's going to be different for you and me.
I tell you, they are channeling Hillary Clinton there, aren't they? And Hillary Clinton's favorability ratings are still really low. She's down at 36%. Very polarizing figure, and it looks like even the House of Cards is doing a characterization of her. The reign of middle-aged white men is over. Don't believe a thing my husband ever said. He's gone now. And things like people saying the body count is going up. Yeah, it's still going up for the Clintons, quite frankly. It's pretty amazing. And yet we have, in real life, it gets even more amazing. We have a Georgetown professor. Now, remember, when we go back and we look at what is happening in this Kavanaugh situation, again, this is the establishment Democrats coming after some establishment Republicans. And the knives are out, folks. I mean, it's almost as bad as the ANC, what they're doing to their rivals. And we have to understand that when you create this kind of atmosphere of hate, and you say it's okay to hate certain groups of people like this, and I have an article here talking about the lawsuit that we have filed against PayPal, because we're told they said hateful things against certain groups and so forth. Oh, really? You mean like the Democrats are doing this kind of stuff all of the time against white males? It's okay to do that. It's okay. They're not going to lose their banking privileges for saying this. They're not going to lose their Twitter or social media privileges for saying any of this stuff, because it's okay to hate white people. It's okay to hate white males, especially. And we've got a Georgetown professor. Again, this is the establishment right there around Georgetown, the school, the Georgetown Prep, was where Kavanaugh went. It's only about a half-hour drive from the Supreme Court building. And it's not just what was happening in the yearbook around the drinking parties or whatever that Kavanaugh was having being put in the yearbook. But, of course, it's what was in the school that Christine Ford went to. They were putting the same kind of stuff in the yearbook. Why is that not being investigated? Why is the FBI not going to find her yearbook? It's not like it's Hillary Clinton's emails that they scrubbed off of the server, you know, like with a cloth, as Hillary Clinton sarcastically said. She got rid of all those emails. Well, yearbooks are hard copies, and there were a lot of students who went there at that time, so there's a lot of those hard copies out there. The FBI could get them if they wanted to. That would give us some context for the social mores, the morals of that area, if they had any, because that was one of the things that I was most amazed at when we saw the release of Christine Ford's high school yearbook. All these people, including her, bragging about going to underage drinking parties, wild sex parties in high school, put into a school yearbook. It's okay with the adults running these schools in this area. And it was okay with the parents because they're paying for ads in this yearbook. I mean, this is the environment that we're seeing, not just with Brett Kavanaugh, but with everything in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. And that was about 30 years ago. So, I mean, we look at that. That's the way these people who run Washington, D.C., that's the way they let their kids act in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. It's not a time thing. It's not like, oh, yeah, that's the way things were in the 80s. No, it wasn't like that in other places in the 80s, believe me. But that's the way that it was in Washington in the 80s. Who can imagine what it is like there today? What they're doing in the high schools. But we got a Georgetown professor there, and this, of course, is Georgetown, one of the places that they all aspire to go to. Georgetown professor Dr. Carol Christine Fair, associate professor in the Security Studies program. I don't know what that is. Is that stocks, or is it some kind of Homeland Security thing? I don't know what kind of security that is. Folks, there is no such thing as security. Not on Wall Street and not from Homeland Security. So whatever it is, she's selling something that's phony. Anyway, she's a teacher at Georgetown. She said that white GOP senators deserve to die miserable deaths while feminists laugh as they take their last gasp. This is what passes for a college professor at an elite school like Georgetown that they are all dying to get into. All these people in Washington and their kids. They want to get their kids into a school where you got professors like this. Last week, this professor, Christine Fair, went on a profanity-laced tirade against Kavanaugh, calling him a rapist, a perjurer. She described the Republican Party, all the Republican Party, as a effing death cult and filthy swine. And now she says, look at this chorus of entitled white men justifying a serial rapist's arrogated entitlement. All of them deserve miserable deaths while feminists laughed as they take their last gasps. Bonus, we castrate their corpses and feed them to swine? Yes. This deranged woman. Let's play a retort from one of those GOP senators, Lindsey Graham. Here's what Lindsey would say to Dr. Carol Christine Fair.
If you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I don't give a shit.
If you don't like me working with President Trump, then I don't give a shit. So anyway, of course, we've got Kill Kavanaugh topping Twitter, and I don't think anybody is being taken down for this kind of hate speech. That's not hate speech, you understand. If you say that you support traditional heterosexual marriage, that is considered by the people who own the public square. Remember, Jack Dorsey said that Twitter is a public square, a public digital square. He said it five times in his Capitol Hill testimony. And if it is a public square, it doesn't matter if it's privately owned. So the Supreme Court in 1946, you don't get to censor people. But of course, he will censor people for hate speech if you talk about heterosexual marriage. But if you say kill Kavanaugh, that's okay. That's not hate speech. Stay with us. Be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Stopping hate speech is the mantra, the justification, even though it's not defined. We don't have a definition of hate speech by Google, by Facebook, by Twitter. They just use it as a broad stroke to shut down anybody they don't agree with. Let me define what hate speech is for you. If you go to Twitter and you type in hashtag K, at the time that Breitbart screenshot this, you type in hashtag K. The fourth auto-completed suggestion was kill Kavanaugh. So you type in hashtag and then a K, and it says, you mean you want to kill Kavanaugh? Because it's trending. Because they're allowing so many people to use that it's trending. And they're not stopping the trending. They're allowing that. Maybe they're promoting that. Who knows? If you type in KI, then it makes it the number three. If you type in K-I-L-L, it's the number one suggestion to kill Kavanaugh. And as one person puts out there, so the first autofill on hashtag kill is kill Kavanaugh. Hey, Jack. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. Hey, Jack, how is this happening? Because, you know, it's all about stopping hate speech, isn't it? Isn't that the justification for private censorship? And again, I will remind you that Jack Dorsey, in his testimony, said 5 times that Twitter is a public square or a digital public square. We count both of those. If it is a public square, they already have a Supreme Court ruling in 1946 that says that even if the private square is publicly owned, you can't suppress free speech. That's all we need. We don't need to go through some lengthy, drawn-out antitrust process. We don't need to create new rules, new laws. We just need to tell them, stop the censorship. We don't support censorship when it's done by private corporations. And I would think that Democrats, if they had any integrity at all, because they hate everything that private corporations do, right? But they let the big corporations go. They want to subsidize the big corporations. You know, the people like Elon Musk. Give them more money. And, of course, give them more power if they're going to censor for things that are going to help the Democrats. If they had any integrity, they would be more alarmed by censorship by corporations than they would be by government, because it's the Democrats who think that government can do no wrong, but that corporations can do no right. But then they come in and they say, well, if you're going to censor InfoWars and Alex Jones and other conservatives, that's a good thing. And they applaud that. They demand that. Had some former Democrat friends who were calling for that before it happened. That's why they are now former friends. I had my wife unfriend them. I'm not on Facebook. But I said, Dud, you unfriend those people and you tell them this. And I gave her something to send those scumbags. Anybody that calls for the deletion, I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if you want to do, if you want to try to shut me down, even with a boycott. But don't come after the First Amendment. Don't come after free speech. That is despicable and desperate. But that's what's being done. Feeding this hate. And folks, if we feed this hate, we're not that far off from what is going on in South Africa here. Because that is going to come around to us. We not only allow it, but we celebrate it. And then we see articles like this from PressHerald.com. That is coming out of, actually, it's a repost from the Washington Post. Well, where else? Kavanaugh allegations are triggering angry, anxious response from Republican men. So, if you get upset like Kavanaugh did because he was being slandered, because lies were being told about him, because he's been investigated, what is it, 6 or 7 times? Maybe this is the 7th one that he's had deep investigations for high-level posts. None of this stuff has come up before. And now he's being slandered. If he gets angry, if he gets emotional, well, that shows that he doesn't have the proper temperament. No, it shows he's an innocent man. Anybody can see that. And if we get upset about the fact that they are saying that they want to kill us, that they want to chop us up, castrate us, and be fed to pigs, then, hey, you get upset about that? Well, you know, just a bunch of angry white men, according to the Washington Post. So they applaud sexism. They applaud racism when it fits their purpose. And folks, if you don't think that the kind of racism and hatred and theft and murder that is going on in South Africa right now won't be done by the American communists, you don't understand what's going on. You don't understand the nature of communism. You don't understand how they are preparing us for this. Feminist author Jill Filipovic, I guess is the way you pronounce her name. I'm not a reader of feminist books, obviously, so I don't know who this is. But she demands women divorce your Republican husbands. Well, you know, I would say to some of the Democrat women, prosecute your abusing Democrat politician husbands. You know, like Bill Clinton, maybe. Maybe the woman who was in a long-term relationship with Keith Ellison, who is the number two in the DNC right now and running for re-election in Minnesota. This woman, her name is Karen Monahan. She's an activist, but she was in a long-term relationship with Minnesota Democratic Representative Keith Ellison, congressman. You know, that was a congressman out of that Muslim district in Minnesota where they love their Somalis, and the Somalis love their Democrats. And they elected Keith Ellison, who is a Democrat Muslim, and he was the first guy who refused to take an oath of office on the Bible, demanding that he be given the oath of office on the Quran. And now a woman, Karen Monahan, claims that he assaulted her during a years-long relationship. And she tweeted out that she wants an immediate FBI investigation against Keith Ellison for his assaults. Why not investigate him? He's running for federal office, right? And she says, I stand in support behind Juanita Broderick. Absolutely. But, of course, the DNC chair, Perez, now, of course, Keith Ellison, not only a congressman, but he is the deputy chair of the Democrat National Committee. The DNC chair, Tom Perez, wants the FBI investigation for Kavanaugh, but he doesn't want an investigation for Ellison. But his the woman who says that she was abused by him does want an investigation. Let's talk about USA Today. You know, legacy media. USA Today. Now, would they ever be taken down off of social media? Would they ever be banned by Apple, by Facebook, by Twitter? Would they be banned by PayPal? No, no. They are legitimate, right? USA Today, that's a legitimate news organization. Well, this legitimate news organization, USA Today, smeared Kavanaugh as a child molester. Essentially, on Friday night, they had a column, as Gateway Pundit points out, a column by Eric Brady calling on Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh to be kept away from coaching children, even if he is cleared of these last-minute unsubstantiated allegations. He coached 4th through 6th grade girl basketball teams and so forth. Well, you know, there is such a thing as presumption of innocence unless you are a white male or a Republican, in which case, you know, you don't get that presumption of innocence. Let's talk a little bit about the liars as they've been exposed. As I said at the top of the program, the old adage is that liars need good memories. And they're going to need some lawyers, too, if some of these people have their way, because some of these liars are going to be investigated. As Breitbart pointed out, Christine Blasey Ford doesn't even remember details about the polygraph, which happened not very long ago. This was just within the last month or so. She didn't know whether her polygraph examination, less than two months ago, she didn't know whether it occurred on the same day that her grandmother was buried. And this discrepancy is listed among 9 categories of strikes against her, which led the person who was asking the questions, a sex crimes prosecutor that was brought in by the Republicans to try to get to the bottom of this. And we're going to talk about those 9. She's finally done the report after 4 days. And it's a little bit too late, isn't it? I mean, we've had 1, maybe 2 complete news cycles in that amount of time because we all have the attention span of a fruit fly. But keep your attention span. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So who are the untouchables today? Well, of course, it would be any Democrat politician. And it would be the largest corporations the world has ever seen who are controlling the internet. The untouchables, Twitter, Google, Facebook. Those are today's untouchables, aren't they? We have Alex Jones today suing PayPal for InfoWars ban, being banned for hate and intolerance. Of course, there is no hate or intolerance except at InfoWars, right? I just was going through all the different things being said, the fact that you can go to Twitter right now, you can type in, you know, I don't know if it's still trending, but it was at the time the article was written. Hashtag K. And the fourth one is kill Kavanaugh. Hashtag KI. The third one is kill Kavanaugh. Hashtag kill. The first one is kill Kavanaugh. But of course, we're being banned by Twitter, by PayPal. In this complaint, we accuse PayPal of banning InfoWars for no other reason than a disagreement with the message that the plaintiff conveys. The ban is unconscionable because PayPal has never advised us that it would ban us for off-platform activity. So they're banning the selling of products at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is not political. They say, well, there's other stuff that you're doing that is involved in that. But, of course, we don't have any definition for what hate is when they use it, right? I mean, kill Kavanaugh, that's not hate, so I'm really kind of confused as to what hate speech is. If you can say, I want to kill white men, I want to castrate them and feed their testicles to pigs, and that's not hate, that's allowed, and it's trending, I don't really know what hate means in that context of social media and of banks. And this is a very important thing, folks, because these large tech companies, and again, PayPal, sits in a position of being both a large tech company and essentially a bank. And we've already seen banks shut down gun retailers and gun manufacturers because they don't like their product. So we're not going to let you bank with us and so forth. This is very concerning. But we should only be concerned if it is a baker or a wedding photographer who doesn't bake a custom cake for a gay wedding. Those are the only circumstances in which the government should have anything to say, according to the left. But if you have banks, entire banks shut down entire industries like the gun industry, or if they shut down conservative speech, we shouldn't be concerned about banks and about the monopolists of the internet. We shouldn't be concerned about those oligarchs doing that, according to the left, according to the Democrats. As a matter of fact, they're applauding that. They're calling for that. Can you imagine if you had a congressman saying, I want you to shut down that small business in Colorado that's baking cakes because they wouldn't bake that cake for some. I want that shut down. Why aren't you shutting that down? And, of course, the Supreme Court said that was not allowed. Interesting. Interesting. Anyway, as they point out, the limitation as they banned us after 18 years of service without any prior warning, they said the limitation will be permanent and cannot be appealed, said PayPal. And so in this complaint, we point out that PayPal has a monopoly. And as Zero Hedge points out, that's not too far off. And that once banned, we're effectively precluded from online commerce. And the complaint would say there is no adequate payment alternative to PayPal for plaintiff's business model, as PayPal has eliminated competitors and taken a dominant market position in online payment processing. Having effectively cornered the market, it is now using that market power to restrain conservative trade and commerce. And this is what's happening all over the Internet. So if you want to support us, take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Stick your finger in the eye of these silicon censors, these leftists who have taken over the Internet and are working hand in glove with the Democrats and the establishment to shut down any speech that they don't like. And it's going to happen to the leftists as well. All these leftists out there applauding the suppression of speech, of your speech, because, yes, they're coming after the press, but they're also coming after individuals' speech. Your ability not only to be able to see and hear news, but to share what you agree with or what you disagree with and why you agree or disagree with it. No, that's hateful. It's hateful if they don't agree with it. If it is hate speech, folks, is just speech that they hate. Let's understand that's the real definition. Because you can say, kill Kavanaugh, and they can allow that to trend on Twitter. Because they like that speech. It's not hateful to say, kill Kavanaugh. It's not hateful to say that you want to kill and mutilate Republican senators. That's okay. That's okay. It's just speech that they hate. As an exclusive for the listeners of this program, we have a 15% discount off of the large gravity feed ProPure water filtration system, the ProPure King. Just key in Real News at checkout to get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. We also have BrainForce Plus, and as we're going to go over this in just a moment, it's something really that Christine Ford could use. I mean, maybe everybody ought to buy a bottle of this and send it to her as a message. I don't know. BrainForce Plus, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12, 40% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. And our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. All that at InfoWarsStore.com. That is what funds this operation. That is what PayPal doesn't like, or these other people in Silicon Valley. All right, let's get back to the liars and what came out about this. This discrepancy about the polygraph is significant because if she doesn't have any good short-term memory, remember when she said, oh, that's indelibly etched on my hippocampus in the testimony. I thought that was an odd way to put it. An odd thing for her to say. And so I mentioned that several times when I was covering it live. And, of course, the hippocampus is your detailed memory and your short-term memory. And if she can't remember the details surrounding her polygraph examination less than 2 months ago, because it was unusual, that's one of the reasons why the individual that the Republicans got, Rachel Mitchell, she is a veteran sex crimes prosecutor, you know, because the GOP senators were too afraid to question this woman directly. They would look like bullies. So they got a woman veteran sex crimes prosecutor to question her very gently, of course, not drawing any conclusions. Do not confront her face to face. We'll look like bullies. We can't show her yearbook, even though we've got it. We can't show that because we'd look like bullies. So the GOP sits over in the corner wearing their pink pussy hats and biting their tongues while they have a woman do the questioning for them. What a bunch of spinal. I think they've already had their testicles cut off and fed to pigs, quite frankly. I think this professor at Georgetown is a bit late in all of this. Nevertheless, let's talk about the polygraph. This discrepancy about not being able to remember any details about the polygraph is listed among 9 categories of strikes against Ford's testimony, which led Rachel Mitchell to conclude that her account did not meet the preponderance of the evidence standard. When asked why the polygrapher, Jerry Hannafin, conducted the examination at a hotel instead of at his office, She revealed the time constraints left her unable to travel far for the test. She said, I'd left my grandmother's funeral at that point at Fort Lincoln Cemetery that day, and I was on a tight schedule to make a plane to Manchester, New Hampshire. He was willing to come to me, which was appreciated. And so then Mitchell says, so you were administered a polygraph on the day that you attended your grandmother's funeral? Correct. Or it might have been the next day. And then she turned to her attorney, Deborah Katz, and she said she did not remember the exact day the test was taken. And so, in summary, the questioner, Mitchell, Rachel Mitchell, says Dr. Ford could not remember if she was being audio or video recorded, or when she took the polygraph. So she doesn't remember what day it was. She doesn't remember if it was she was being audio taped or videotaped. She couldn't remember whether the polygraph occurred the same day as her grandmother's funeral, or if it was the day after. You think she would remember her grandmother's funeral less than 2 months ago, the events that happened on that day, wouldn't you? No, but she does remember some things about what happened allegedly 35 years ago. She remembers that in great detail. Some of the things she has forgotten. According to Mitchell, administering a polygraph test to an individual who is grieving is inappropriate and inadmissible in a court of law. You can't use that. Many cases, when you do that, you're going to give a polygraph test to somebody when they're in a state of grief. Then you're not going to be able to get good results, even the people who believe in polygraphs. And I'm not one of those people. And neither is my wife, who worked as a district personnel manager for a convenience store system. So whenever I have somebody in one of the convenience stores and they were suspected of massive theft or something, you know, somebody stealing from the register, they'd bring the people in and they'd polygraph them. She didn't believe that. The issue was whether or not these people believed. Many of them, if they got hooked up to the polygraph, oh, I didn't confess, I did it. That's really the advantage of the polygraphs. But she doesn't remember anything about this. And here's another interesting thing about the polygraph. As Breitbart News had previously reported, she was only asked two questions. Is any part of your statement false? And did you make up any part of your statement? Well, I guess they were indelibly etched on her hippocampus and she didn't make any of that stuff up. But she wasn't asked any of the details. Like, where were you on that day? And what happened about this? What happened about none of the details? Just those two broad questions.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, the ACLU has weighed in on this. They're now spending a lot of money to oppose Kavanaugh. Spending quite a bit of money, and they have created a commercial. I want to play for you this commercial from the ACLU. And I want you to remember, before we play this commercial, it was the ACLU that was the first organization to come out in support of the impeachment of President Nixon. As soon as Donald Trump was elected president, immediately after the election, in early November, they came out and said, he's going to be impeached. He's going to be impeached. As soon as he takes office, we're going to impeach him. So that's where the ACLU is coming from. Now, of course, they didn't do anything with Bill Clinton. They set that one out. As a matter of fact, when they had Bob Barr, who ran the impeachment for Bill Clinton, was part of that, when they had him join the ACLU to push back against the surveillance policies of George Bush, they're bragging about the fact how they were reaching out to Republicans, even Republicans who had been so out there that they wanted to impeach Bill Clinton for committing perjury. So I said, look at how open-minded we are. You know, we want to bring all these people in to oppose surveillance. And look, I'm with them on surveillance. But understand how biased they are. And here's an ad where they run through and they tie Kavanaugh to people like Bill Cosby and now even Bill Clinton. Now even the ACLU is throwing Bill Clinton under the bus in order to get Kavanaugh. That's how desperate they are to stop Kavanaugh. Maybe I'm going to have to rethink. I never liked him as a nominee. Maybe he's better than I thought if they hate him this much. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, I guess. Let's play this ACLU commercial against Kavanaugh, tying him into criminals like Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton.
We've seen this before. Denials from powerful men.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I've never seen anything like this.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford.
America is watching. And as we choose a lifetime seat on our highest court, integrity matters, and we cannot have any doubt. Senator Gardner, oppose the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh.
Wow. Yeah, integrity does matter, and the ACLU just lost their integrity. That's called guilt by association. To associate him with Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, and who has been convicted, and Bill Clinton, who they won't even charge with rape and violent sexual assault. And we had 60 people come out with Bill Cosby, and it was a pattern of behavior, just as we had a pattern of behavior and the accusations against Harvey Weinstein and Bill Clinton. But, of course, they are so well connected that they get a pass. But the ACLU doesn't even typically make a statement about a judicial nominee. They typically stay neutral. But they've not only come out against Brett Kavanaugh, but now they're cutting ads comparing him to sexual predators like Bill Clinton, who they always supported in the past. This is how desperate they are. And then take a look, of course, at Hillary Clinton. On MSNBC, she's telling Rachel Maddow, we covered this before, that the benefit of the doubt belonged to the accuser, not to the accused, and coming after that. And, of course, we had Stephen Colbert, as Front Page Mag points out, a smarmy chat session that she did with Stephen Colbert, whose old boss and patron was just forced to resign for numerous counts of sexual harassment, at least one outright sexual assault. Hillary insisted on an FBI investigation when she was talking to Stephen Colbert. It'd be very easy for the FBI to go back and finish the background investigation to investigate these charges. Oh, it'd be a lot easier than investigating Hillary Clinton, wouldn't it? I guess the FBI can't investigate Hillary Clinton. You know, they show up, did we see those servers that you got? No, these are not the servers you're looking for. Go away. You're not allowed to. You're FBI. Go away, FBI. We're the DNC. We've got connections to the CIA and to the people who run the FBI. I mean, you go back to your office and call your boss. They'll tell you what's going on here. So, yeah, it might be easy for the FBI to investigate Kavanaugh, but not so easy for them to investigate Hillary.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs.
With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've had the New York Times now with a new allegation against Kavanaugh. He might have thrown ice on someone at a Yale bar 35 years ago. This is the desperation that they're getting to. It's kind of like what they were doing to Roy Moore. And, of course, the GOP establishment was okay with that. As a matter of fact, I believe the GOP establishment, Mitch McConnell, was behind those accusations against Roy Moore. Remember, the Washington Post comes out with a he said, she said, and then they threw in all these other things, you know, like this. He threw ice on somebody in a bar 35 years ago. I'm sure of it. And one of the allegations against Roy Moore was, you know, he went into the mall and he asked an 18-year-old who was working at the mall, he asked her out on a date. She said no, and he went away. Wasn't that creepy? That guy's a creep. He's some kind of a sexual predator for doing something like that. You know, he must have been at least, you know, 5 or 10 years older than her even. You know, he's in his mid-20s, and he's asking out a girl who's 18 years old. And yet they have absolutely no problem with Julie Swetnick, the Avenatti accuser, saying that she, while she was in college, at least 18 years old or older, that she was going to parties where you had underage girls being gang raped, being drugged with stuff put in their drinks and so forth. So this is the other part of it, too. There is no pattern to the behavior like there was with Bill Clinton, like there was with Bill Cosby. And so they bring in all these random accusations. He threw ice at somebody. Obviously, he doesn't have judicial temperament. I don't know. It's absolutely amazing when you look at this. And, of course, when you look at people like George Soros, who is just like the ACLU, and I played a clip of a commercial that the ACLU is running against Kavanaugh, smearing him by tying him to Bill Clinton. Yeah, we've seen all this stuff before, and they have a clip of Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. And then to Bill Cosby, who's been convicted, to Harvey Weinstein. I mean, this is amazing. They're getting desperate. They're going after all the Democrat icons of Weinstein and Clinton and then making Kavanaugh guilty by association. And as I point out, they don't typically even say anything about a Supreme Court judge because they're going to be arguing cases before a Supreme Court judge. They usually stay neutral, but they not only are not neutral, they are actively campaigning against him, as is George Soros. And remember, it was George Soros who even attacked Kirsten Gillibrand, because she criticized Al Franken. Soros complained about due process for Al Franken, but he wants to deny due process to Kavanaugh. He has funded groups that have been caught handing out cash to anti-Kavanaugh protesters. And, of course, we find out that those women who harangued the flake in the elevator were working for Soros in an organization that was funded by Soros. And quite frankly, folks, what I think of Jeff Flake, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't coordinate with the Soros group and those women so that he would have cover to do exactly what he did. It still doesn't cover what he did. But we got Planned Parenthood that's been coming out against Kavanaugh. But they mourned the loss of Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy. As Matt Bracken, who I had on the program yesterday, had a meme that I reposted on Twitter So, well, the problem with Kavanaugh, the allegations if he was drunk or whatever, they would be okay if he was a Democrat and if he got drunk and drove somebody into the water and left them to die in the car, because that's what Ted Kennedy did, and they always loved Ted Kennedy for that. But when we look at this ad from the ACLU where they've got Harvey Weinstein there, who started all this Me Too stuff. Remember that it was Matt Damon, of course, who got in a lot of trouble with the Me Too movement because they said, hey, it came out that he was pressuring the New York Times to kill that story, to kill a story back in 2004 about Harvey Weinstein. So going all the way back to 2004, before Ronan Farrow did it last year, 13 years early, he pressured them to stop that. And then he gets his reputation back with these women that he alienated when he said that. He gets his reputation back by mocking Kavanaugh on Saturday Night Live. And the reviews are in. This is the best reviewed performance that Matt Damon has had in a long time. Kevin Cruz says, this was really well done. Vanity Fair. Could Matt Damon's coked out impression hurt Brett Kavanaugh? Well, let's hope so. Daily Beast, Matt Damon absolutely nails Brett Kavanaugh in a season premiere. Another boffo review from BuzzFeed. It was everything we'd hoped it would be. Paul Begala, Democrat operative. Matt Damon perfectly captured the rage, self-aggrandizement, and self-pity of Brett Kavanaugh on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. Mediaite, Matt Damon kills it as beer bro Brett Kavanaugh in SNL's Cold Open. Scott Dworkin, Matt Damon played the perfect snorting, whining, overprivileged, spoiled, beer-obsessed, screaming, unhinged, delusional. I guess maybe he's playing himself? I don't know. No, Trump-inspired Kavanaugh. That, and, of course, that's the left loves that. Another meme that's floating around on the Internet. Everyone in Hollywood knew that Harvey Weinstein, especially Matt Damon, knew that Harvey Weinstein was a rapist, yet they covered for him. They hailed him as a great man. And in the case of Matt Damon, stopped, pushed for these articles not to be put out about him. One person claims that Kavanaugh groped her in high school, and Hollywood is mortally outraged. What a bunch of phony hypocrites. Remember Matt Damon back in December. This is when he got in trouble. But now he's a hero to the left and to the Me Too movement because he mocked Kavanaugh. At that time, he went on ABC. He said, well, I knew I wouldn't want Harvey Weinstein married anybody close to me, but that was the extent of what we knew. I mean, that wasn't a surprise to anybody. So when you hear Harvey this and you hear Harvey that, I mean, look at the guy. Of course he was a womanizer, but, you know, so what? And then he has this to say. We live in this culture. This is Matt Damon. We live in this culture of outrage and injury, and, you know, that we're going to have to correct enough to kind of go, wait a minute, none of us came here perfect. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean, Vern? Jim Varney, we need Jim Varney back. Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, we know what he means. We know what he means, but he's okay now. He's okay. And so is Cory Booker. You know, he's not going to get expelled for ethics violations, even though Judicial Watch announced that it has handed a letter saying that, yeah, he did violate ethics when he was pretending that he was Spartacus. The party that Keith Ellison is running for, and, of course, the DNC, they're not going to investigate Keith Ellison. And then we got Michael Moore, whose ex-wife is suing him because he didn't pay her royalties on these movies that were successful. You know, it might be one of the reasons why his movies are failing so badly, because he's not doing them with Kathleen Glenn. She was involved in the successful ones that he did, but now people are either tired of him or they're not as good as they were when she was with him. Roger and Me, Bowling for Columbine, he made a lot of money with those when she was working with him, and she was supposed to pay him money, and she didn't pay him money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so she's suing him. He says it's nothing but a smear. So don't believe her. Don't believe her. Don't believe my wife. That's basically what Keith Ellison is saying as well. He said her lawsuit gratuitously included highly personal and confidential information in her petition in an apparent effort to increase public exposure and try to embarrass Michael Moore. Well, it was germane because what she's talking about is revenues that he didn't pay. She was a driving force in the making of many of his films and other ventures, in which Mr. Moore was a featured personality dating back to his first big success, Roger and Me, says her attorney, in the lawsuit. She also produced his best-performing documentary of all time, Bowling for Columbine. Yet when it came time for him to pay up, her ex-husband allegedly refused. He was supposed to pay her 4% of the total revenue from his creative works, but he only gave her $541. $541 in 2014. Not $541,000, $541. That would mean that he only pulled in $13,000 during a seven-month period, according to court papers. And she's not believing it. He says it's gratuitous. And she says, you didn't even give me a gratuity. That doesn't even amount to a tip on the box office receipts that he got. But this is the left. And this is the way these people project their misogyny, their racism, their sexism, their predations on Republicans. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWars4.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Segment before we get to Eric Peters, who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I want to talk to Eric about the developments at Tesla, as well as some other freedom of transportation issues. Folks, you have to understand how important it is. We don't have a constitutional amendment that purports to protect our freedom of movement. We have them there that are supposed to protect our right of self-defense and our free speech. Those aren't working out too well for us. I mean, we're having to fight like mad to try to keep them from taking away our firearms in the Second Amendment. And, of course, the First Amendment has effectively been nullified, at least on the Internet. And if we're not careful, it's going to be much further than that. And they're using their corporate power to come after people in other ways to attack freedom of speech. But it's okay if corporations do it, right? No, it's not. As I've said before, these are God-given rights. They're not granted by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These are God-given rights that we create governments to protect. That was the Declaration of Independence. You know, we possess these certain liberties and rights because we are creatures of God. And government is created to protect those rights and liberties. Now, we have the Bill of Rights to say, and oh, by the way, government, we really mean it. You can't take these, and you can't even infringe upon them. And you shall make no law. And you won't let corporations take them either. That's what we should be saying. And so all these people, conservatives and libertarians, are saying, well, yeah, but you know, I like private corporations. They're good. So I'm okay with them doing it. And the liberals who hate private property and corporations say, well, I'm okay with them doing it because I don't like conservatives. And they're the people that are being focused on right now. They don't realize they're next up. So we have to get very serious about our rights. And we do have rights that are very important. Our ability to move around is very important part of our individual liberty. So we're going to be talking to Eric Peters about what's happening with our ability to move around and how that is under attack. And he'll be joining us in the next segment. I want to continue on with the expose of how Christine Ford, I think, lied. And it goes back to her polygraph test and how the Democrats and the lawyers who supported her lied. As the questioner, Rachel Mitchell, pointed out, she said the polygraph was admitted to her while she was either the day of or the next day. She can't really remember. So it's kind of troubling that she can't remember the details as to why she was not given the polygraph test in the polygrapher's office. It was done in her hotel room. Well, it was done because it was around my grandmother's funeral. Was it the day of? Well, yeah. Yeah, it was. No, maybe it was the other day. Well, I don't really remember. So she can't remember that. And then, as Rachel Mitchell points out, you don't give a polygraph to somebody who is grieving because you're not going to get the right results. Even the polygraphers, even the people who believe that you're going to get results out of polygraphs, and I'm not one of those people, says it's going to be messed up. But she was also not asked any specific questions about these specific allegations. She was only asked two questions. So they like to trot out the fact she passed a polygraph test. She passed a polygraph test that was given to her in her hotel room, not in the office, because maybe they didn't want to see anybody else, have anybody else that worked in the office see how this test was administered. Because typically, as Breitbart points out, you typically have baseline questions where the subject is intentionally asked to lie. So you can get a theoretical reaction to them lying. But that wasn't done. So it wasn't conducted properly. Here's somebody who is supposedly grieving over a funeral, and you're going to give them a lie detector test, and you're not going to give them any baseline questions, and you're only going to ask them two questions. Is any part of your statement false? Did you make up any part of your statement? That's it. No details. But let's talk about the details, because Rachel Mitchell now, way too late, 4 days after the event, and again, The Republicans foolishly allowed her questioning to be chopped into five-minute segments and interspersed with defense of Christine Ford by the Democrat senators there. But here's what she summarized in a five-page memo here 4 days after the testimony last Thursday. Number one, Dr. Ford has not offered a consistent account of when the alleged assault happened. She said it was mid-80s, maybe the early 80s. Then finally she settled on a specific year. But she doesn't exactly remember the year. Dr. Ford has struggled to identify Judge Kavanaugh as the assailant by name. She pointed out that no name was listed in 2012 and 2013 in the individual and in the marriage therapy notes. She notes that Ford's husband claims to recall that she identified Kavanaugh by name in 2012, but in any event, it took Dr. Ford over 30 years to name her assailant. Also, when speaking with her husband, Dr. Ford changed her description of the incident to make it less specific. Rachel Mitchell stated that Ford told the Washington Post that she told her husband she was the victim of physical abuse. But now she testifies that she told her husband it was a sexual assault. The next point that Rachel Mitchell has is that Dr. Ford has no memory of key details of the night in question, details that could help her corroborate her account. She doesn't remember who invited her. She doesn't know how she heard about the party. She doesn't remember how she got to the party. She doesn't remember what house the assault allegedly took place in. She doesn't remember where that house was located with any specificity. Perhaps most importantly, she does not remember how she got from the party to her house. She says that she would have to be driven because she was young. And she said, well, I remember that I wasn't driving at the time. But then she can't remember who was driving her that night. And as panicked as she was with what she alleges to be a sexual assault that she thought was going to suffocate her, as she escapes and then gets a ride from somebody, or leaving the party early, she doesn't remember ever telling him, nobody in her family, no one remembers her saying anything about that. She goes on to say, Ford does, however, remember small, distinct details from the party that are unrelated to the assault. For example, she testified she had exactly one beer at the party and was taking no medication at the time of the alleged assault. So she can remember that. Now, she's padding the story, folks. She can remember all that stuff. Oh, I wasn't drunk and I wasn't taking drugs. I remember that with certainty, but I don't know where it was or when it was or what year it was or who drove me from the party. I just remember somebody drove me from the party, but I wasn't on drugs. You know, I can't remember any details, but I remember Kavanaugh. Boy, I remember Kavanaugh was there. Dr. Ford's, this is Rachel Mitchell again. Dr. Ford's account of the alleged assault has not been corroborated by anyone she identified as having attended, including her lifelong friend. All three named witnesses have submitted statements to the committee denying any memory of the party whatsoever. Dr. Ford has not offered a consistent account of the alleged attack. Her account of who was at the party has been inconsistent. In her letter to Feinstein, she said, me and four others. She did not list her lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser, even though they are good friends. Leyland Kaiser's presence should have been more memorable than the presence of P.J. Smith, wrote Mitchell. Because remember, she said Kavanaugh and a judge were in the room, holding her down and so forth. This other guy, P.J. Smith, was also there. He says, I don't have any, none of these people have any memory of the party or being there. But she said she didn't mention Leyland at first. She said, well, that should have been more significant than this guy, P.J. Smith, who was not in the room and so forth. This is her lifelong friend. Dr. Ford has struggled to recall important recent events relating to the allegations. And her testimony regarding recent events raises further questions about her memory, going back to the polygraph. All right, we'll have more of this after the interview with Eric Peters. Eric Peters is coming up next. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, The filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and joining us now is Eric Peters at epautos.com. Eric writes about cars, mobility, and most importantly, about liberty, because, folks, cars and mobility equal liberty. And we have had our liberty attacked in so many different ways as the government comes after that mobility. And you need to understand how this is accelerating right now. Taking away your choice in cars, because it's, oh, you can buy these cars, it'll just bankrupt you. It's kind of like what Obama said about the coal industry. They don't care if they're clean or not. They don't care if they're fuel efficient or not. That's not really the real purpose. Their purpose is to make sure that you get rid of any internal combustion engines, or beginning with diesel engines now. We just had a proposal come out today from the German government saying that BMW and VW are going to have to retrofit or give a generous allowance for diesel cars to be traded in, or they're just going to outright ban them. And after they ban the diesels, they're going to ban the internal combustion engines. They don't want any private ownership of cars, folks. That's where this is ultimately headed. And they want to make sure that you're going to have cars that have limited range, are too expensive to own. That's why they're pushing for electric cars, because they want to tax and track everything that you're doing. So we've talked about this in the past, and we'll talk a little bit more about this with Eric Peters today, but they're stepping up these bans on internal combustion engines. But what I want to talk to Eric about today is about his article about automated technology. And this is something that Eric Peters has also covered frequently, and it's something I was surprised. Eric, thank you for joining us, Eric. Eric, you there?
Yep, good to be back. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, thank you. It's a little bit awkward throw for me there. I wanted to say to you, though, that I was surprised to see one of the mainstream car magazine, well, they don't have magazines anymore much, I guess. It's just the websites, you know, it's like Motor Trend, Road and Track, Car and Driver. I forget which one it was. And they came out and they were complaining about how these automated self-driving cars are getting a free pass on regulation when they can't even get updates to headlights, say, you know, better headlights that would make us safer. Those are being shut down by the Department of Transportation, but they say, oh, we don't care what happens in terms of these self-driving cars. We're going to let those experiments take place on the road with you and your family. Yep, and that's the amazing thing.
Yeah, that's right. And that's because the powers that be, the government and the other institutions that are pushing for this are wielding all of their power to see to it that it's shoved down our throats. That's the real reason behind all of it.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you about this article that you just put out, Perils of the Part-Time Driver, came out at the end of the week. Talk about that, because we've got different modes of automated cars. And, of course, one of the ideas that is being put out by Google and their Waymo cars is that we're not going to have any steering wheels or brakes, so you don't have any control whatsoever. And no matter what happens, if we got some kind of blue screen of death comes up, it's going to be you're going to literally crash as this computer crashes. So there's no backup at all. Then the other train of thought is we're going to do the driving and everything. But if we get into a panic situation, we're going to throw that back to you, even though we've told you to go sit there and play with Facebook while you're being chauffeured down the road. And you're in the front seat, and now all of a sudden, okay, back to you.
Yeah, there's this right odd, very odd Kafkaesque dynamic that's being played out, where on the one hand, you've got cars. The specific car that I referred to in the article is the 2019 BMW X5, which will have the capacity to completely drive itself at speeds up to about 40 or so miles an hour. That means steering it as well as accelerating and braking. But it's going to also include as part of the system a camera that monitors the driver. And if the driver stops paying attention to what's going on, then supposedly he's going to get nudged and buzzers are going to go off and he's supposed to take control of the vehicle. So it's bizarre. On the one hand, the technology is supposed to take the driver out of the equation of driving the vehicle. But on the other hand, the driver is still expected to pay attention to driving. And how does that work? I don't understand that.
This would be ludicrous and really funny if it wasn't being jammed down our throat by the federal government.
That's right.
It is being jammed down our throat.
And what they're doing with these systems is engineering a reaction delay into the vehicle. You know, the prime directive of good driving, the thing that the generations of drivers have been taught, is pay attention to your driving. Pay attention to what's going on outside of you, outside of the car and around you, so that you can react to it when it happens.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not paying attention and you have to wait until the car kind of, you know, nudges you in the ribs and say, hey, you better look, check it out. You know, there's a delay there. It's going to take you a moment. It might only be a fraction of a second, but it takes you a moment to go, oh, okay, I should look out the window. But by that time, you've already run over the kid that just ran in the road.
Yeah, they're hammering us all the time. They're writing tickets in certain jurisdictions because don't text and drive. Don't text and drive.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention all the time. And of course you do. You do need to be paying attention. And anything that distracts you from that is a bad thing. That's why I want all my kids driving manual transmissions, because a manual transmission keeps you more engaged in the process. Anything that takes you away from the process is taking away from your attention. And so yet these same people who are hammering us about don't text and drive are going to put this kind of system here. And of course, Eric, we've already seen the sad footage that came out of that Uber crash, where the Uber car ran over that lady who was crossing the crossing the road, and you got the camera showing her coming out of the darkness, but of course it wasn't dark to the self-driving car. The self-driving car doesn't use headlights. It uses radar to detect all this, so it should have seen her. But anyway, the lady, as you can see from the inside camera that's monitoring her, the human backup that was there, she's sitting down looking, playing with her phone, and looks up as the car is hitting woman, and it's too late at that
point. That's right. It's absolutely horrible. And if you think about the moral dilemma that this puts the driver in, you know, they're supposedly responsible for what happens with their vehicle, but at the same time, they're encouraged to not be responsible. And then an accident like this happens, and, you know, they've got the enormous, horrible guilt of thinking, gosh, I just ran over somebody because I trusted this car to operate itself safely, and it didn't. They're doing this in part because of all the liability and legal reasons. You know, BMW doesn't want to just put the car in automated driving mode and then have something go on the fritz. Somebody gets run over, and then the lawyers go after BMW. They want to put the onus on the driver. You still got to pay attention. So, you know, you're the one who's going to get sued when your automated car runs over the kid who ran in the street.
That's right. You nailed the head, nailed it on the head right there. Legal liability reasons. That's why they're doing this, and that's why they put that human driver in the seat of the Uber taxi and just lull her to sleep, because that's the whole point of all this technology. Just lull you to sleep. Tesla tells you, oh, it's a it's an automated pilot or whatever, and so really it can do that, and it might work once or twice, and then you don't realize that it's got a certain fail mode. And we've seen that failure mode in these Tesla cars multiple times, where the road starts to do a gradual diverging, and it makes it kind of splits off, and the car gets confused about those lines and goes straight into the center barrier. And has killed people on a couple of occasions.
Right. There is a strange presumption of infallibility with this technology, which, of course, is preposterous. And the idea that this stuff is ever going to be infallible is ludicrous. And if it's not infallible, then do we ever want to put our lives in the hands of this technology? I personally don't. If I'm going to die in a car crash, I want it to be because I screwed up, not because some computer didn't notice something and I piled into an abutment.
That's right. You know, Steve Wozniak has come out. He says, I don't think these cars will ever drive themselves. And Steve Wozniak is a big fan of his Tesla car. He said, I love that car. But he said, don't use it in autopilot mode. That thing will try to kill you. And now this guy who has had a Tesla that he loves for a very long time says, I don't think they're ever going to get there. And we should listen to him. You know, somebody like Steve Wozniak, somebody like me, I've worked with computers all my life. I've seen how easy it is for them to fail. I have no illusions about the infallibility of computers. Believe me, anybody that's worked, and I can't believe that as ubiquitous as these things are, that people still believe that they would trust their lives to computers, because we've all seen them fail.
The only reason that they believe that is because they're being fed this fantasy by the mainstream press, which is just not questioning anything along the lines of the discussion that you and I are having right now. The driving environment is just immensely chaotic. There are so many random things occurring at any given moment. And then you add to that the fact that machinery, and that includes software and computers and all the hardware that goes into a computer, they degrade over time. And when you subject any machine, whether it's a laptop or a car, to potholes, to rain, to high heat, to cold.
To the real world.
Yeah, exactly. It's inevitable.
All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters, epautos.com. We'll talk about why they're so desperate to do this. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs
experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking to Eric Peters. You can find him at epautos.com, and we're talking about the part-time driver, the perils of the part-time driver, his article from last week. I think it came out on Saturday. And this is the Friday, I guess it came out. But this is the issue, folks. Who is to blame when there is a car accident? Just as we saw with the Uber crash that killed the pedestrian crossing the road. You had the video. You could see the woman looking down at her phone. She'd been lulled into inactivity by having this self-driving Uber take her around all places. She'd learned to trust this thing. And yet, when a pedestrian walks across the road, it doesn't even slow down. And we've heard this story several times from different types of modes, from Tesla. Immediately, the woman was blamed by the law enforcement officers on the scene. They're going to cover for the corporation. And then people start asking questions about, he said, well, look, if you look at that outside videotape, you couldn't see the person coming. People said, the car is not using the headlights. And of course, if she had been driving or paying any attention, she would have put it into brights. And so she would have seen that person coming. But they said, not only should the car have seen this because it's got radar, but it should have applied emergency brakes and didn't do that. Why is that? And then as they investigated that, as people who are in the industry started looking at that, they said, well, the emergency brakes were turned off because it was acting erratically. And so, folks, you have to understand that not only are you going to be the scapegoat, they're going to blame you when something like this happens, but you're also the guinea pig on the road. Eric, as you point out here, what about the people who are on the road, those of us who don't want to turn over our lives to these computers that are driving the cars. We want to take responsibility for this, but we're still on the road with those computers, and they might run into us.
Well, it brings up a very interesting question. All of this stuff is touted as a safety benefit. They claim the automated cars are going to reduce fatalities, blah, 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 blah. But when issues such as this practical, real-world facts come up about the fact that they're not safe, these concerns are dismissed. And I note that they're of a piece with the government's dismissal of the explosive Claymore defective Takata airbags, of which there are millions, literally, in circulation. And the government that is so very concerned about our safety, has denied people even the right to temporarily disable these known-to-be-defective airbags until such time as they can be replaced. So, you know, there's that, and then there are these automated cars, which are demonstrably unsafe, that have actually killed people, and yet we're subjected to them by the same government that constantly prattles and preens about safety.
And, of course, when we talk about airbags, we go back to when they were first deployed, there were a lot of incidents where properly functioning airbags were killing women and children who were in the front seat, the passenger seat. That's why they tell you, you got to put your kids in the back seat now, because they're not going to get rid of the airbags. You're going to have to make sure your kids aren't anywhere in the front seat, because their airbags, their safety airbags, are going to kill your kid if you put them in the front seat, and they're not going to do anything about it. It took a long time to get them to even put a switch in the car where you could turn it off if you got somebody in the front seat.
That's right.
I've got that in my car because I've got just a two-seat car. But, you know, it was basically an act of Congress to get that done because they weren't concerned about that safety.
That's right. And it's interesting that we're denied the choice. You know, this is a technology. Yes, it can save people, but it can also hurt and kill people. And it's outrageous that a life and death decision is taken out of our hands by these impersonal, anonymous bureaucrats and then imposed on us. And we have no say in the matter anymore.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Now, one of the things that you got in this article here is the status of autonomous driving technology levels, where the companies, various companies, are what they're aiming for, level, you know, 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Of course, 5 is the level where there's no steering wheel and there's no brakes.
Right.
That's what Google is going for. And Google is saying that they're going to have that by 2020.
Yeah,
they're going to be pushing this thing out.
Elon Musk also says that he'll be sending space tourists to Mars next year, too. Don't believe it.
It's going to be in a self-driving rocket ship.
Yeah, you know, if only for liability reasons, that's not going to happen. So I think that we're going to have this mishmash of this this technology that encourages drivers to be inattentive and then punishes them when they're not attentive. And we're going to see more and more problems. We're going to see more and more accidents happening, both because the technology works as advertised and sometimes because the technology doesn't work as advertised.
You know, they're putting a lot of pressure on these automobile companies. And as you pointed out before, it goes to things like the corporate average fuel economy, which is unrealistic. Obama has put those things in. There's been talk in the Trump administration about rolling some of those back. That hasn't happened yet. If that doesn't happen, we're going to see the end of the cars that way. Because you can buy a car, but it'll bankrupt you, right? It'll bankrupt the car companies to sell it to you as well. And so if that isn't taken away, they'll be able to kill the cars that way and private ownership of cars that way. That's also the burden of cost that we have with all the safety things that they've added, even though they don't appear to be very concerned about other aspects of safety.
That's right.
But we see the subsidization of these different car companies. And talk a little bit about your take on what's happened the last week with Elon Musk, because he got a slap on the wrist by the SEC for putting out something that was a really serious manipulation of the market. And then he came back over the weekend after they just gave him a slap on the $20 million fine personally and $20 million for the company for tweeting. Then he comes out and they have a leaked email saying, oh, we're going to meet those figures again.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the stock market reacts in a massively positive way. I think he's manipulating all the people who don't believe his company is going to succeed. He's manipulating them with email and with Twitter feeds, and he's getting away with it.
Well, a couple of points. You know, $20 million for Elon Musk is literally like you or I losing a $20 bill under a sofa cushion.
Yeah.
His net worth is almost $24 billion, and $1 billion, of course, is $1,000 million. So, you know, think about, for him, $20 million is nothing. And while he was removed,
it'd be more like a quarter for me.
He's still on the board of Tesla, and he's still the CEO of Tesla.
Yeah,
so he was temporarily removed from one of the offices that he held, but it's a meaningless gesture because he's still in charge of the company.
Yeah.
And contrast what happened to him. You know, this guy has been he's now actually a convicted fraudster. It's no longer just a term of opprobrium; it's an actual fact. And contrast what happened to him versus what happened with Martha Stewart, whom they subjected to the full NKVD treatment. And when they couldn't convince the court that she was guilty of the original charges, they got her for conspiracy and put her in jail. Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there are certain people that are beloved by the system, and nothing that they do will ever be held against them. And, of course, they will be subsidized. You had a great article a couple of years ago. It's the first time I interviewed you. The king of crony capitalism, and you laid out all the different ways that all of his different businesses, whether it's Tesla or whether it's his battery business or his rocket space business or whatever, massive subsidies from the federal government. They really want this guy to succeed.
They do, because he furthers the agenda. I'm convinced that he's been given a pass on so many things with regard to the car company because he sort of normalized the electric car. Before Tesla came along, none of the major car companies would invest any significant money in it because they looked at it and thought, you know, this is idiotic. Nobody's going to buy these things. It makes no sense for us to commit any R&D dollars to it. But after 15 years of Tesla being subsidized and of Tesla's being mandated and put out on the market and all this agitprop for the past 15 years, now all the other car companies are you know, falling all over each other to get their own electric cars out on the market, even though there is no natural market for these things.
And as you pointed out, he was the perfect con man, the perfect P.T. Barnum for this agenda, because it involves two things. Primarily, they want this self-driving electric car stuff, and he was a part of that. But they also do that with the veneer of environmentalism, because the cities that they want to shove us all into, these smart cities that they're rolling out, where we won't have the ability to live outside of the city, it'll be economically unfeasible for us to do that. And then they're going to control our movement and track our movement within the cities. That is all being done under the veil of environmentalism. And, of course, the preferred method for that is to have short-range electric cars that the corporations own. That's their reward for complying with the government. His reward for being the salesperson was to get all these subsidies from the federal government.
Sure, and he also sexed up the electric car. He made it there are a lot of affluent people in San Francisco and LA and Washington who are in bed with this agenda, but they don't want to drive around in something like a Nissan Leaf or some little, you know, wretched looking sad little car. So, you know, Elon Musk produced these really slick, fancy, sexy, high performance and extremely expensive and massively subsidized virtue signaling luxury sports sedans that happen to be electric for all of these really affluent virtue signaling elite people to have as their second car. So, you know,
that's a very important part of that. Yeah. You know, everybody used to talk about Steve Jobs and his reality distortion field. You know, whatever he came up with, people would buy into it. Of course, the person who has inherited that mantle is Elon Musk. And we talk about how he made it look cool and made it cool. I remember when they had the Segway, you know, the guy that did the Segway, Philip Kamen, I think was his name. Anyway, he took it to Silicon Valley, showed it to all these executives, and they all were really wowed with the technology. But Steve Jobs said to him, it's not going to succeed if you don't make it look cool.
Yep.
Well, Elon Musk made the electric car look cool. And, of course, he got vastly rewarded by the federal government for it, and he's still being protected by the SEC. I think, really, if you we're not dying to go into it, but if you look at ludicrous mode, that's really when they deliver this car with all flaws in it to the customer. Thanks for joining us, Eric Peters. You can find his honest assessment of cars and his preoccupation with liberty at epautos.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gasses. like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Of course, we were just talking to Eric Peters, PPAutos.com, about the government doing everything that it can to push not only electric cars, but to also at the same time ban any internal combustion engines. And that's actually happening right now in Germany. You've got cities that have banned the diesel, and today they came out with legislation or proposal saying we're going to ban them entirely unless we either have companies like VW or BMW retrofit the diesels or offer people a generous trade-in allowance. I mean, they're going to put their own automobile industry out of business in order to push electric cars. This is a global agenda. Just like the carbon credits, just like the Paris Climate Treaty, they are pushing this this socialism, this world government, under a thin veneer of green, but it really, folks, is Marxism. A lot of people talk about how it is like a watermelon. It's got a thin veneer of green. Inside, it's all red. Remember when red was the color of Marxists and not of the GOP? That was another little clever bit of PR that they did by reversing those colors. I mean, red was always the color of the communists. Still is. They still, many of them still go around with a red flag and the hammer and sickle and so forth. But no, we're going to have red states. That now means GOP states, not the socialist, progressive Democrats. They really ought to be the reds. Anyway, it is a thin veneer of green around a red Marxist communist agenda for globalist government. I think, as I said before, we ought to call it environmentalism, because that's really what it is. It's like a watermelon. And we've got Al Gore, as Climate Depot is pointing out. Al Gore is training people. One person took his class. One person went to the climate reality training session that Al Gore ran in L.A., audited this class and wrote about it on Climate Depot. I was recently lucky enough to be selected to attend a climate reality training session run by Al Gore in L.A. Once completed, myself and other trainees would be climate leaders. During our three-day-long program, Gore gave his infamous presentation, the one made famous by his documentary. It lasted nearly 3 hours. Unfortunately, not much seems to have changed for the better since 2006. It's very difficult not to feel disheartened, depressed, intimidated by the tidal wave of bad news. But here's the bottom line, folks. What Al Gore taught me, this is a headline, what Al Gore taught me about climate change is that we've got to start with the kids in school. Now, forget about the fact that NASA is seeing a climate cooling trend thanks to lower solar activity. Remember last week, or maybe it's 10 days ago or so, I had Dr. Willie Soon, who is a climate scientist who studies solar activity. That's his area of specialty. Talking about how solar activity varies and how, guess what? The sun, there is a news flash for everybody. The sun affects our climate. Yes, it does. Even more so than the car that you choose to buy. Believe it or not, it does. You know, I could run my car 24/7 and it wouldn't have as big effect on the climate as if the sun decided to just shut off tomorrow or blew up, either way. But we got to get those kids in school and we got to panic them about this. What other agendas are your kids being taught? You know, we're told by USA Today that Brett Kavanaugh should not be teaching kids. He should not be teaching, I think it was basketball teams that he was coaching, girls' basketball teams in elementary school. Oh, he shouldn't be doing that. Even if he's found innocent, he shouldn't be doing that. Well, what other things are they teaching your kids? We've got the BBC bragging about the fact that six-year-old school children are being instructed to write gay love letters. That's so they can be more accepting of diversity. That's right. You got the Church of England. You got the BBC. You got the British government. You got the American government here having their transgender instruction classes for kindergartners. Yeah, that's what you really should be afraid of. That agenda there, sexualizing the kids, while the Me Too movement pays absolutely no attention to that.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Are you fed up with the hypocrisy? I certainly am. When I see that we've been taken off of Twitter, we've been taken off of PayPal, because we allegedly have promoted hate speech against certain groups or against individuals or whatever, and we didn't. They weren't specific about any allegations. They just throw these blanket allegations out there and say, oh, hate speech, hate speech. Well, as I pointed out, we've had in the last couple of days trending on Twitter, trending on Twitter. That means so many people are putting out the hashtag kill Kavanaugh that it's trending. If you type in hashtag K, it was the fourth suggested entry. Kill Kavanaugh. If you type in KI, it was the third suggested entry. If you type in kill, it's the number one. He's the number one person. Hashtag kill. Kill Kavanaugh. Now, that's not hate speech. That's not hate speech. But if you talk about the fact that you don't want transgender, gender confusion, talk to kindergartners, then that's hateful. That's hateful. This is about nothing other than sexualizing our kids. And that's the other part of this hypocrisy that makes me disgusted. All of these Me Too women are the same ones out there on the left, the diehard Democrats out there pushing these allegations, saying all white male Republicans have got to be castrated and had their testicles fed to pigs. These professors out there. They're also the ones who are pushing the sexualization of kindergartners. And the gender confusion of kindergartners. Here's one out of the BBC, as I pointed out at the top of the hour. Six-year-old school children are instructed to write gay love letters to make them accepting of diversity. We've got the Church of England saying, let children experiment with gender identities. But in this particular one, the BBC put up a video of it. I have a school teacher instructing the six-year-old kids to have love letters from Prince Henry to his manservant, Thomas, with the teacher instructing her pupils, you're going to tell Thomas why it's a brilliant idea for him to marry you. The teacher, named as Sarah Hobson, tells the BBC that children are going to go out into the world and find this diversity around them, and they find that at a young age as well. So she explains the more they can be accepting at this age, you're not going to face it further on, because the children will be accepting now, will be accepting this diversity around them, and of course will be sexualizing them at an early age, and will be pretending that they can choose their gender, so then they can also make the adult choice of whether or not to have sexual relationships with somebody, right? That's the essence of this whole Me Too thing, is that adult women can't say no. But, of course, our kids in kindergarten can say no, right? Or can they? No, and their parents can't say no to sexualizing these kids with this agenda. This is the insanity. This is the hypocrisy that they're forcing on us all this time, pushing these lessons that are not age appropriate. As I've said before, I remember 20 or 30 years ago when the fight was with fathers who would go into the elementary school and say, I don't want you teaching this particular type of sex education to my kids in elementary school. They're not ready for it yet. They don't need to know this yet. They shouldn't know this. I'm going to teach them myself. I don't want you teaching them. So on. And they arrested him. They said, you're trespassing. You can't be here. You have abandoned your children to the state, said the judge in Massachusetts, when you drop them off at the school door. The legal term for that is in loco parentis, in place of the parents. You have abandoned your children to us. We are operating in place of you. We are the parents, and so we will teach them what we want to teach them about sex at the age that we feel that it's appropriate. No decision about you, who know your children best. We don't really care what you believe. We don't really care what you want to teach them. And now, it's not heterosexual sex that they're teaching them. They're teaching them every kind of perversion you can imagine. Who knows where they're going to go next? And we have USA Today saying that Kavanaugh, even if he is found innocent, should not be coaching a basketball team anymore. No allegations that he was talking to them, no about sex, no allegations that Kavanaugh was showing up in a dress and going full corporal clinger on him. Nothing about that. No, it's just that he was accused by somebody, and so he's guilty. This is absolutely amazing what we're going through right now. And this is why, regardless of where this guy is, they're not talking about anything about his merits, about any judicial opinions, or that's off of the books. This is straight up about not he said, she said, but this is about taking down men. This is what it has come to with the identity politics of the Democrats. We've had Rachel Mitchell release her five-page memo. As I said, it's about 4 days after the event, a bit late, but she does make some important points that Ford, the accuser, did not offer a consistent account about what happened, struggled to identify Kavanaugh as the assailant by name, did not do that for decades. There's a question as to whether or not she did it back in 2012 or not. She has no memory of key details of the night, except she does remember distinctly details that didn't really have anything to do with the assault. So she doesn't know where it happened, when it happened, who took her there, who picked her up, all this. But she knows that she didn't have a beer, even, and she wasn't taking any medication, even though everything else is a haze. Except for one thing that is indelibly etched on her hippocampus, she said. And that is, it was Kavanaugh, and he attacked me. Even her lifelong friend can't identify that, she said. She's offered no consistent account of the alleged attack. Her account, even of who was at the party, has been inconsistent. Not even mentioning her lifelong friend at first, adding her later. You would think that her lifelong friend would have been one of the first people that would be. Because her lifelong friend that said, I'm sorry, yeah, I hope we can still be friends, but I'm not going to commit perjury for you. I don't remember ever being at a party with Brett Kavanaugh. I never remember being at a party with the two of you either. So she's not going to cover for her. She also wrote, Mitchell wrote, Dr. Ford has struggled to recall important recent events relating to the allegations in her testimony regarding recent events, raised further questions about her memory. Again, the whole idea as to whether or not she can't even remember if the polygraph that she said was given in a hotel room because it was at the time she was going to her grandmother's funeral, can't remember if it was the day of the funeral or day before or day after. Oh, gee, I can't remember. Can't remember any of that kind of stuff. And, of course, I talked earlier about the polygraph, how she wasn't given a baseline activity. If it was happening at about the time that she was grieving over the loss of her grandmother, that would be inappropriate to administer that way. There was no baseline given, and she was only asked two questions. Did you tell the truth? Basic general questions like no questions on the details. Ford's description of the psychological impact of the event raises questions, she said. The date of the hearing was delayed because we were told that she is still suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress and she can't fly. frequently, but she flies very frequently, and she takes very long trips. And then the activities of congressional Democrats and Dr. Ford's attorneys likely affected her account, says the psychiatrist. And then there's this. It turns out that in 2008, Dr. Christine Ford, who is a psychologist, published an article on self-hypnosis and using self-hypnosis to retrieve and to create artificial situations. Oh, that would be very important, right? Because if you recall your memories using hypnosis, if that's the basis of this, and remember, Ramirez said she couldn't remember this stuff, but she spent 6 days with her Democrat lawyers and so forth. Ronan Farrow said when he was called on what he reported in The New Yorker, he had Stephanopoulos actually call him on it because The New York Times said, this is nonsense. We've talked to dozens of witnesses. Nobody can support any of this stuff. And so Ronan Farrow says, well, we thought it was important to get her story out there because she was being pressured by Democrats and backed into a corner. Now, if Christine Ford is using memories that were revealed through hypnosis, that would not only be dodgy, it would be inadmissible in a court of law in many states, including New York and Maryland. We'll talk more about that and about what her paper on using self-hypnosis to retrieve memories is all about. You know, these things that maybe are not indelibly etched on her hippocampus, as she said. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTru Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Very sleepy. Did Christine Ford use self-hypnosis? She'd get in front of a mirror and get a watch and a chain or something to help her to recall and retrieve these memories to create artificial situations. She actually participated in a research paper, has her name on it, Christine M. Blasey, talking about that very thing. They refer in the research paper. I'll read you just a little bit of some of the relevant details. In 1964, Abrams suggested that hypnosis could be used to improve rapport in the therapeutic relationship, to assist in the retrieval of important memories, and to create artificial situations that would permit the client to express ego-dystonic emotions in a safe manner. In other words, ego-dystonic, that'd be repugnant, distressing emotions in a safe manner. So you create an artificial situation so that you can deal with these repugnant, distressing emotions. And you can use hypnosis to retrieve important memories. They elaborated methods also in 1992. Another researcher elaborated methods of using hypnosis in a cognitive behavioral framework to treat depression. They also described a range of hypnotic techniques designed to improve patients' expectations and so forth. Thus, hypnosis can be utilized to focus on certain aspects of an experience or memory, or to compare and contrast different aspects of it. So the question is, was this attack and the allegations, were they indelibly etched on her hippocampus, as she said? Or were they retrieved in hypnosis, in self-hypnosis? To create artificial situations to deal with something that she was stressed out with. That's very important, because if that was the case, and she is a psychiatrist, a psychologist, I should say, who wrote that research paper, is that the way that she dealt with this? It would be inadmissible in a court of law. States like New York and Maryland say you cannot use memories that were revealed through hypnosis. Or even memories that were revealed through extended consultation with democratically connected lawyers. That's also outlawed. It's called perjury. It's called lying. Robert Barnes at Barnes Law says, in response to Scott Adams, I'll read you Scott Adams' tweet first. He says, pro tip two, every discussion of Kavanaugh and Ford that doesn't mention the unreliability of eyewitness accounts and memory in general is either ignorant or a con job. And Robert Barnes of Barnes Law retweets that and says, deeply true. The two most unreliable but often believed forms of testimony are, number one, confessions, and number two, eyewitness recollections. Let me just pause here and give you an eyewitness account of my own, where my hippocampus played tricks on me. I have something that is indelibly etched into my hippocampus. It was a burglary that took place while I was in a store. We had been snowed in. It was the early days of our very first store that I opened up with my wife. I was still working as an engineer. And there was a snowstorm. And in the mid-80s, when we opened the store, it was the sort of thing where if we had snow in Raleigh, it was the sort of thing where all the businesses closed and everybody ran to the video store and got a video, and then they would go to a convenience store and get milk and bread. Those are the three things that you needed to survive the short snowstorms that we'd have in central North Carolina. So, sensing a business opportunity, I talked to my wife. I left work early, and I went to help her at the video store because, as I said, it was a small video store. We had just opened it. We were actually the only store that was open in that strip center at the time. And even the grocery store that was about to open, the truck driver who was stocking it got stuck in the parking lot in the snow, couldn't get out. He got stuck in front of our store, went out and said, hey, if you want to come in and warm up, you're welcome to sleep on the floor. That's what we're going to be doing, is sleeping on the floor. So the guy comes in, we lock the door. In the middle of the night, I hear this banging. And didn't wake up my wife or the truck driver, but I heard this banging. I got up, and it seemed like it was coming from a wall. I went over to this wall, and it was in the horror section, of all places, that I saw this thing come through the wall. And to my mind, and I can still see it vividly, it was an auger that was coming through the wall. And it might be because it came through right next to a box, a video box of the movie Body Double. And in that movie, there is a scene where the killer chases a girl upstairs, and she gets pinned to the floor, and he drills through her with an auger, and the guy who's downstairs sees the auger come through with blood. Now, I saw that without the blood. That was my mind's eye playing a trick on me. And I still see it today. Except that when the police finally got there, and it's a long story, I won't go into all this, but I'll just sum it up by saying that at the time, we made the mistake of not having a four-wheel drive vehicle or a firearm, and I won't make that mistake again. And I won't make the mistake of calling 911 ever again, because they nearly shot my wife when she was running from the people who eventually got in there, and I shut the door and told the truck driver he was going to hit him over the head with a hammer. I should have let him. Truck driver and my wife went out, and I barricaded the wall. They got through barricaded the door. They got through the door. They weren't able to get out the back door because it was defective. They left a footprint on it. That was the only clue that the police had when they finally got there. Hours later, they were long gone. But as my wife was running out the back, the police finally showed up and nearly shot her. So not calling the police again until after everything is over and there's no longer any threat. Nevertheless, after the event was over, I walked over to that area, and I saw what they had used to go through the wall. And it was a electrical conduit pipe, not an auger, which my mind had superimposed there because I saw the box of that horror film. That's why they say the two most unreliable but often believed forms of testimony are confessions and eyewitness recollections. Your mind plays tricks on you. It really does. And that's part of the reason why when we see these events, we see all kinds of conflicting eyewitness testimonies. They have to be vetted. And it's why the authorities should be more open with us, because you don't have a vetting of those contradictory things that creates suspicion and feeds conspiracy theories, especially when they use it for political agendas. But, of course, I'll add one more footnote here. When they got there, they were very concerned about fingerprinting the door, which was still locked, the front door, which was still locked, that nobody had gone through, except most of the people in that town that day. But they did not fingerprint the pipe that they used to come through. So I pointed that out to them. They go, oh, yeah, we know that. They just left. That was lesson number four. Don't expect the police to ever really truly investigate anything like that. So don't call them for 911. Don't expect them to investigate. Make sure you're taking care of your ability to move, communicate, and shoot. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. But anyway, that raises another question about Christine Ford, and that is the hypnosis stuff. But we've had the Avenatti witness actually break down, as we've seen on, not break down emotionally, but break down in terms of her veracity. And we're going to play those clips for you when we come back. We've got to take a break. She did an interview with NBC News, and this stuff is, well, you just can't describe it except to say that it came from Avenatti the lawyer, who also says that the Democrats want him to run for president in 2020. I have no doubt believing that. That's the only thing that Avenatti has said that I believe, that the Democrats would like him to run. Anybody that can lie like that shamelessly, he belongs in the Democrat Party running for president. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau-D'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, we have Stormy Daniels, the porn client of Avenatti, and her book is hitting the shelves either yesterday or today, I think, is its release. You'll be able to catch it on the discount shelves next week. But it is a full frontal attack on President Trump, to put it mildly. But he's got another client, and this client did an NBC news interview yesterday. Julie Swetnick is the person who made the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh that are not being taken seriously by anybody. I mean, even CNN and Chris Cuomo are pushing back against her credibility. I don't think she's going to be interviewed by the FBI, but that's okay. Even if she doesn't have any credibility, NBC will interview her. They're always there, but they can't verify these claims either. As I said before, I think it's kind of the theme of today as we start to look at these various claims unraveling here. Liars need to have good memories, and they need to have good lawyers. And that doesn't mean Avenatti, because a good lawyer wouldn't have their client post information about being an adult at an underage party where there was not only drinking but gang rapes going on and going to at least 10 of these parties. As the leader of the Republican Party in North Carolina, I can't remember the guy's name, I talked about it yesterday, as he said, she is either going to jail for what she did there if she's telling the truth, or she's going to go to jail for committing perjury and messing with the Supreme Court nomination. But she needs to be going to jail. She's a Democrat, so she won't be going to jail. She will be going to mainstream media, and that was where she was yesterday. Julie Swetnick, her first broadcast TV interview, and I've got a couple of clips here I want to play for you. She said she told Kate Snow, who was interviewing her, that she couldn't be sure that Kavanaugh was one of the boys who assaulted her during the party in the 1980s. I can't specifically say that he was one of the ones who assaulted me, but she can try to keep him from being on the Supreme Court. Nevertheless, let's play a couple of clips from this interview. Let's roll the first one, video clip 2A.
Only thought about coming forward when you learned about Dr. Ford?
Yes, because I did not know how close Brett Kavanaugh was to possibly becoming the next Supreme Court justice. I just want to get the timeline right about this because he was nominated in July. Christine Ford, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, came forward in the Washington Post more recently in September. Mm-hmm. So was it in September that you It's been several weeks, but I'm not somebody who follows the news. I'm not political at all.
Yeah, not political at all. Yeah, that's not why she came forward. She's not political. She just participates in gang rape parties as an adult, underage gang rape parties. But she's not political. And she didn't have anything to say about it for 30-some-odd years, but, you know, not being political, she thought it was important to say something about the Supreme Court nomination, especially when it looked like Christine Ford's and Dianne Feinstein's political attack was on shaky ground. So she contacted Avenatti, or he contacted her, or whatever. She said, before this happened to me at that party, I saw Brett Kavanaugh there. I saw Mark Judge, and they were hanging out about where I started to feel disoriented and where the room was and where other boys were hanging out and laughing. She was asked to respond to Kavanaugh's denial of her allegations. She said, he's an admitted blackout drunk and a drug addict. Whoa, is he? I don't think so. I don't think he admitted that. I think he specifically said he had never blacked out when he was asked that point blank under oath, under penalty of perjury. She, on the other hand, is an admitted person who was attending parties where there was underage drinking and gang rape going on, and did it multiple times and never alerted the authorities, but perhaps was a participant. Who knows? She also admittedly has a history of being involved in sexual allegations, both saying that she was sexually assaulted and in allegations that she did sexual assaulting, as well as a restraining order against her. But let's play the second clip that we've got here of the interview that Julie Swetnick had with Kate Snow on NBC last night.
There are some differences between Swetnick's sworn statement last week and what she told us. In that statement, Swetnick said she became aware of efforts by Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge to spike punch at parties. In our interview, she said she saw them near the punch, but did not specifically say she saw either man spike it.
Did you see Brett Kavanaugh, you know, spiking the punch, putting green alcohol in the punch?
I saw him giving red Solo cups to quite a few girls during that time frame, and there was green punch at those parties. And I would not take one of those glasses from Brett Kavanaugh. I saw him around the punch, I won't say bowls, or the punch containers. I don't know what he did, but I saw him buy them, yes.
I mean, seriously, this is a woman who is also saying he was drugging women, participating in gang rapes. Do we even know that she was there? Do we even know that she ever saw him? But to say, and she's starting to pull it back a little bit, well, you know, after she had come out saying, oh, gang rapes and drugging people, now she's saying, well, I think that he was handing out red Solo cups, little red plastic cups. I guess that means that he is a rapist, right? I mean, this is what it has come to. This level of allegation that has been rolled back. NBC News, for the record, said Snow, before the interview, they put a disclaimer on there. NBC News, for the record, has not been able to independently verify her claims. There are things that she told us on camera that differ from her written statements last week. Boy, is that an understatement. Yeah. Not that he was drugging people, but I saw him with red Solo cups. Yeah, hand Solo. He was handing these things, Solos, out to people. I don't know what he did, she said. She appeared to backtrack on her suggestion that Kavanaugh was involved in gang rapes, saying she only saw him congregated with other boys outside of rooms. Snow asked if she thought the boys were gathered in order to rape girls in the rooms, and she said, yes, it's just too coincidental. Yeah, you see a group of boys, you know that they're going to be involved in gang rape before very long, because that's just what boys do, right? All boys. At Kavanaugh's hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, he called her allegations a joke. She said, he's a liar. Swetnick also responded to reports on lawsuits, and this would be lawsuits, sexual assault lawsuits, filed both by her and sexual assault claims filed against her, saying that she was the assailant. And also against a lawsuit filed by her former employee and a restraining order filed by an ex-boyfriend who said she threatened to kill my wife. So this guy's having an affair with her. She threatened to kill his wife, threatened to kill his baby. So he got a restraining order put out on her, and this was years ago, had nothing to do with political blowback for charges that she made. She provided four names to NBC News that she said could confirm her descriptions of the parties in 1980s. NBC News contacted all four of them. One said they did not remember a Julie Swetnick. One of the people they contacted was dead. Why, they do have a seance or something? I don't know. Two did not respond. They were even more dead than the dead person, I guess. Friends of Julie Swetnick cast doubt on claims that she made in her 1994 lawsuit. In a lawsuit filed in 1994, she claimed that she lost $420,000 in income after injuring her nose during a fall on a train. She claimed to be an actress and a model at the time. She said she lost numerous modeling commitments because of her injury. This is reported by True Pundit. Witnesses who would provide evidence of her lost wages are disputing key claims that she made in the lawsuit. She listed a company called Conam Studios, and she listed Namco as the owner of Conam. But Co told Associated Press that he did not own a studio and that he never hired her for modeling work. So that was the basis, a non-existent studio that this guy didn't own and that he didn't hire her for. And she said on the basis of that, she lost $420,000 of income because she injured her nose falling on a train. But of course, she's not a liar. Brett Kavanaugh is a liar. Even Cuomo is pushing back against Avenatti. But when we come back, I'm going to play for you a clip where Avenatti says he's received encouragement from the DNC to run in 2020. I want to know what I can do to encourage Avenatti to run for president in 2020 as well. I would love to see that happen. Please do it. Where can we send a donation? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out.
And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, person who put forward the ridiculous gang rape claims, exposing herself to legal jeopardy, not only for perjury, but also in case the claims are true. And now she walked that back substantially last night on NBC News. But Avenatti says he's getting encouragement from the DNC to run in 2020. I'm going to play that clip for you, and I want to do everything that I can to encourage him myself and suggest maybe you all encourage him. Tell him what an excellent candidate he would make and how he truly does embody the values of today's Democrat Party. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And, of course, we are under attack. We just filed a lawsuit against PayPal for banning us over hate and intolerance. Yeah, very selective, very dangerous, folks, because we have seen this type of persecution not only by Internet companies but by banks coming after firearms manufacturers and retailers and so forth. And, of course, PayPal is kind of part bank, part Internet oligarch. And so this is a very important case. If you want to help support us and support your health, we've got a lot of products for you at InfoWarsStore.com. For our listeners of this program, we have a special on our large ProPure Gravity Feed Water Filtration System, the ProPure King. You can save 15% off of that water filter with the code REALNEWS at checkout. That's REALNEWS to get 15% off the ProPure King Water Filtration System. We're also on our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You can pick that up while supplies last, 25% off. We have 40% off Brain Force Plus, as well as 40% off Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. You can get both of those, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Take a look at the other specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many products to support your health and to help you prepare for natural disasters or for man-made disasters. And it's what supports our operation here. All right, so we have Michael Avenatti talking about how he's been traveling around the country raising money for Democrats. I've received a lot of incredible response. Every state that I've gone to, I think I've surprised a lot of people. Yes, he has surprised a lot of us with the things that he and his clients have said. And we would love for him. It would be not only a entertaining campaign, but it would also be a huge win for the Republicans were he to run. But here's what he had to say about getting encouragement from the DNC to run in 2020. Michael Avenatti.
Let's talk for a second before I let you go about your own political ambitions. Where are you in thinking through the process? And quite frankly, there's a lot of people who want to run for the Democratic nomination in 2020. How do you think your potential competitors stack up when it comes to taking on the president?
Well, I've been traveling around the country raising money for Democrats, and I've received an incredible response every state that I've gone to. I think I've surprised a lot of people. I've received a lot of encouragement in various states to run. I've received a lot of encouragement from the Democratic National Committee and senior leadership within the committee, frankly, to run. And people want a fighter, and people want somebody that can actually beat Donald Trump. I don't care how much experience you have. I don't care how deep you are on policy. If you can't beat Donald Trump, you don't have any business running for the presidency of the United States in 2020, because if you can't beat Donald Trump, you go home.
Yeah, and so he's just the guy to do it. And he's just the guy to represent the Democrats, because being a shameless, lying political hack is exactly the kind of person they're looking for at the DNC. So I'm sure that he's telling the truth this time. I think he's telling the truth this time when he says the DNC wants him to run in 2020. And I want him to run, too. I want to know how I can encourage him. Well, here's somebody who is going to run in 2020, Kamala Harris. And folks, you need to remember all the things that are being said now, because hindsight is going to be very important in 2020. I think it's going to be the theme of 2020, hindsight in 2020. We will remember 2020 November. What these people have said. And Kamala Harris is now presenting another letter claiming that Kavanaugh and a friend repeatedly raped a Jane Doe in a car. Of course, we can't know when or where or who, right? No specifics about it. Just more baseless slander to try to run the clock out. You know, these things is like running the clock out in a basketball game, just dribbling out these baseless, anonymous allegations. The letter is marked with the word urgent. It did not include a return address. Of course not, because we can't know who this is or when it happened or anything. Nor did it offer clues regarding the accuser's background. A group of white men, powerful senators who won't believe me, will come after me, it said, if I reveal the incident. Prompting observers to speculate that the senator could be a minority. Oh, really? Not necessarily. It could be a liberal white person who has gone to your male or female, who's been brainwashed at one of these universities. That's who it probably is. And as some people are asking, where is the investigation of Blasey Ford? You know, where is the investigation of her yearbooks? They have vanished like the Clinton emails, except we know that there are hard copies out there, many of them. You know, any students who attended at that time, at any of those levels, you know, four different years worth of students should have a hard copy of these yearbooks. So we've been told that Senate staff have it. They were afraid to use it. So why isn't there any investigation of that? Because it would be relevant if she committed perjury. Why isn't there any investigation of her family's deep CIA connections? Ah, yeah, that's right. We're not going to have that kind of investigation either. Let's take a look at somebody else who may be running for president. And that, of course, is Robert O'Rourke, who goes by the alias Beto. He's now in a tight race with Ted Cruz here in Texas, and he is beloved by the establishment billionaires, especially Soros and others. And folks, if he wins, I mean, he'll only be 2 years into it. And we see that frequently. You know, senators who have been in their just a year or two, running for president immediately, because you want to get that in there before people really find out who you are. And now we're starting to find out who Beto O'Rourke is. He has now been flagged by the FEC for campaign finance violations. It turns out that he's accepted donations from foreign nationals outside the U.S. Would that be George Soros? I mean, did he somehow make a donation from one of the wrong NGOs that he's given $18 billion to? I mean, instead of funneling the money in from some domestic ones, he still has some time to clear it up. But remember, we had George Soros' son pour in $3 million into Democrat coffers for midterms. We had billionaires had handpicked other candidates, identity candidates like Beto. And again, the thing about Beto is he's not just an identity candidate, but he's an Irishman who is pretending that he is Hispanic so he can run as an identity socialist. And that's really what we have. Now, we've had more information come out against Beto. Remember, previously we found out that he was actually arrested for drunk driving. Not convicted, of course, because his father was a politically connected judge. But, of course, Beto's alcohol history is far worse than anything that we know about Brett Kavanaugh. But he is the darling of the left, another example of the hypocrisy of Democrats. So he was arrested for drunk driving, not convicted, of course. He was also arrested for burglary, and now it turns out that he made demeaning comments about women. But all is forgiven. We're not going to hold that against Beto. You know, Beto is Beto, right? And this alias that he has. But this is the thing that I liked about this story the most. This was put out by Politico. And they say in 1991, then 19-year-old O'Rourke, it's just a youthful indiscretion to trash women in his review of a Broadway musical. But, of course, we don't forgive the alleged indiscretions of a 15-year-old Kavanaugh. But we can forgive the fact that, Beto was arrested for drunk driving, arrested for burglary, and arrested, and not arrested, but he wrote sexist comments in doing a review. And this is what I like most about this story. Politico says, writing under the byline, Robert O'Rourke. Writing under the byline. They put it in there as if it is some kind of a pseudonym. No, his real pseudonym is Beto. Beto is not his name. His real name is Robert O'Rourke. He wasn't writing under a byline. He was writing under his real name. This is what is so amazing, the insanity of the left. And as I pointed out yesterday, there was supposed to be a debate. You know, Beto was out there saying, I'll debate you over and over again. Ted Cruz, I'll debate you in Hispanic, in Spanish. Yeah, we'll do two of these debates. I'll just prove to everybody that I'm not only a trans-Hispanic, but I can actually speak the lingo. And then he dodged the first debate. They had one debate. And then he, as we reported yesterday, Ted Cruz is going to have to vote in this Kavanaugh hearing. So they said, well, that's set up for the same day we're going to have our debate, so we're going to have to cancel the debate. Within an hour, Ted Cruz's campaign called him back and said, no, they have postponed the vote because we've got this, they're going to hear these people who have made these allegations within the hour. And he says, no, I'm too busy. We find out that he is actually doing a live stream on Facebook Live, taking four attempts to try to film a 30-second commercial, and as the Ted Cruz campaign wrote, says he couldn't do a debate tonight because he's got more important plans. He's currently doing Facebook Live from an empty kitchen. But as Governor Abbott says, he is a cult-like figure, and he will be one of those running in 2020 if he gets elected.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you. Supermail Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.